Well, this is our second annual Big Give. It started last year with Oprah's Big Give, right. And it was sort of a spinoff of that, of her asking people to go out into their communities and give back in some way for the greater good. So this is our second year. It goes through the whole month of May, and what it is business, various business partners in the community will host fundraisers for the Women's Center throughout the month of May, and then the proceeds go to Harbor House, the domestic violence shelter that services Marquette and Elgin counties.
And there are a series of things I know you guys are doing, and you're here to tell us about one particular event. Mm-hmm. What do you got going on?
Next Tuesday is a Michael Waite benefit concert at the Masonic Building from 6 to 9. It's $8 a ticket or $15 for a couple, and there'll be a taco bar, which is included in the ticket price, cash bar, live music, obviously, mm-hmm. by Michael Waite. So, yeah, it should be a fun event.
Well, say, how did that all come to be? Because, you know, live music events are, as Walt will tell you, not easy to put together sometimes. So how did this all happen that this particular performance came to be?
I know Mike's music and enjoy it, and I know that he has quite a following in the area. And I just contacted him, and he was more than happy to help us out.
That's probably the way the most of the Big Give goes. You guys kind of ask and get a pretty positive response.
We do. We really do. It's actually gone really smoothly, the whole planning process. There hasn't been too many hiccups yet, knock on wood.
Do you set a goal, or do you just kind of go into it and say, we're going to get what we're going to get, and we're going to raise what we raise, and we're going to get the awareness that we awareness, or do you have a hope as the month goes on?
Well, last year we raised almost $25,000 in the month of May. So we're hoping, given the state of the economy, to do just as well this year. We didn't raise the goal this year as we would typically, given the way the economy is and people are cutting back a bit on charitable giving.
But you have a series of different things. I know that some of the folks were in earlier to talk about the event and the Big Give. If people want to find out more about that, do they contact the Women's Center or check out a website? What is the process there?
Well, they can contact me if they'd like more information. And my cell phone number is 361-0536.
As we were saying before we were so rudely interrupted there, actually that is very important news, and we'll break that down in just a moment. We'll get rid of the Schwarzenegger static here and get to the actual info. But continuing with the concert here with Hannah, joins us from the Women's Center.
We were somewhere at the point of $15 for two tickets. A taco bar is mm-hmm. thrown in there, and of course then an evening of music.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun event. Some live music, some food, there'll be some free giveaways, support a good cause, so
and all
everyone
of the,
wins.
All of the proceeds benefit the Women's Center and the Harbor House, and
the Big Give is not just this. It's as you mentioned, it's through the month, and what are some of the other things that that folks are doing? You mentioned businesses getting involved. Mm-hmm. Give us an example of what you're talking about.
Well, for example, River Valley does a car wash for us. We hosted, actually, one of the old clothing stores in town. The owner hosted a gazebo luncheon at Pack Rats, which was actually quite successful. Select Realty did a gift basket auction for us at the golf course last year. That was one of our biggest fundraisers. It raised $15,000 last year. So they're not telling us how much they raised this year until the end of the month, though. So. But we expect it'll be close to the same. And like I said, we're planning the concert.
And you're really getting the community. The businesses are stepping up and saying, certainly it will help.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This year, we actually nearly doubled in size in terms of business involvement. And we got two Alger County businesses involved. Last year, it was only in Marquette County. And this year, we got two Alger businesses, Falling Rock Cafe in Munising, and then the Brownstone, since we serve both. So and we're hoping to expand that even more next year.
Well, we do have a pair of tickets right now that Hannah has given up to the cause here for someone that might be interested in going to see Mike Waite. Michael Waite Lee live on May 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Masonic Building in Marquette. This is two tickets, which is a value of $15. It'll get you in to find out more about the Women's Center and Harbor House. We know it's really busy this morning, so you're probably scattered and whatnot. If you're interested in picking up these tickets, you can give us a call here this morning. I'll put your name on them for that. But Hannah, folks have any questions, how can they find out more?
They can call me at 361-0536, or they can visit our website, www.wcmqt.org.
Always good to see you.